Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Glory be to God in the highest. What a blessing it is to be here with you on this beautiful All Sons and Daughters Day. And I am elated and excited, as always, to be here with you to praise the Lord and give glory, honor, and praise to His name. And I am It's a little bit somber, but excited to pronounce the benediction for August offering, which was entitled Tulum Carnival 2020, Celebrating the Eight Wonders. I certainly hope that you have been blessed by August offering, and I wanted to close it out and come and pronounce the benediction, the blessing of the benediction upon you for being with me for this month's offering. And I tell you, I was led to close out early because I'm he's already sharing with me what he wants me to minister for the awesome year of 5781. And I tell you, that is right around the corner. I kind of gave you a little glimpse of what that's going to be like on my Facebook post yesterday. And the word of the Lord that I gave you and shared with you regarding your bumper crops, your bumper harvest. And if you had a chance, go ahead and check it out. So I'm really excited to be here on the Stars of Heaven Network 9. I'm your hostess, Lisa Marie, if you're new. And this is, again, the blessings of the benediction, a ceremony I do at the end of every, at the close of every offering. And it's really important to release and for me to seal, which is what the Lord does with every offering that I do. He seals it. And this one is really, really special because it speaks to exactly why I'm saved, why He predestined me to be conformed to the image of your Son, and that is to declare the good news, to testify of what I've seen and heard of him, which makes me what? A witness, makes you a witness. And again, we can't witness and testify about something we have not seen or heard. And as I will declare to you, and according to Revelation, what the penalties will be, consequences will be as a result of anyone adding or taking from his word. He makes that clear. But I'm really excited to be here to pronounce the benediction, and I'm glad you are here as well. So again, I thank you for receiving my seal, which is my witness of everything that I've seen or heard of him. It is my witness that every word and testimony I have spoken and declared is true. It's true. Hallelujah. And that's the thing about being a witness or being in his image, his likeness. We will give an account for what we have said, the Lord said. And if we, and because he knows it would be really true. That's why he talks about the wool and the shoe clothing and the fleece and the hiring, because he knows those who are just using his name and those who are truly sheep of his pasture. And so as a believer and as the sheep of his pasture, we must be able to identify those who are contrary and have been preordained to his condemnation. But we are those that are of light, which is what I'm so excited to declare on the Stars of Heaven Network 9, and that is, he is my bright and morning star. Yes, he is. He's also Lily of the Valley. And so I'm decided to declare that, here on the Stars of Heaven Network 9. And I usually share a benediction scripture, and this is one that God, the Lord gave me, and declaring him as the Star of David, the bright morning star. And I'm going to read it for you quickly. It's coming from Revelation 22nd chapter, the 16th through the 20th verse. And I was really blessed for him to give me this, because in him declaring that he's the bright and morning star, this was the final invitation. So this is still the benediction, the blessing of the benediction, but this is, again, another salutation, another invitation, which, according to Revelation 22nd chapter, is the final invitation that Jesus sent his angel to deliver the message of revelation to the Apostle John. And I'm really excited about that, because Revelation is the last book in the Word of God that is recorded. The angel declared the message of Revelation to and for the churches, and the teaching of the last book of the Bible is the testament based on revelation, which is the revelation of Jesus. And again, that's exactly what John did, as the angel Gabriel ministered to him. He received the message by revelation of Jesus Christ, because Christ was in him. He had a relationship with him, and Christ had shown himself to him. And that's the thing that I really was blessed for, and bringing you all this offering is reminding you not to let any man spoil your voluntary worship of angels. And as the Word of God says, of people speaking things that they have not heard of or seen, and God not even revealing who he is to them. But yet those people, certain people, would try to intrude in our voluntary worship of God. So that's one of the things that he brought out to me and sharing with me what he wanted to declare in this benediction. And to remind us by way of Revelation that the message tells the churches that Jesus is the root and descendant of David and is the bright and morning star. So the message that the angel declared to John is was declaring who Jesus was. And that's what I have here in the Amplified, the way it reads in Amplified. It says, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you and to give you assurance of these things for the churches. I am the root, the source of life, and the offspring of David. The radiant and the bright morning star, the Holy Spirit, and the bride, the church. The believers said, come and let one who hears say, come, and let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who wishes take and drink the water of life without cost. So this is the invitation that he's saying, that he's the way, the truth, and the life. He is the root, the source of life. He's the offspring of David. He goes on to say, I testify and warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of the of this book, which is predictions, consolation, and abominations. If anyone adds anything to them, God will add to him the plagues, affliction, calamities, which are written within this book. And if any man takes away from or distorts the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away from the one he shares from the tree of life and from the holy city, the New Jerusalem, which are written in this book. He who testified and affirmed these things says, yes, I am coming quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Now, the real blessing about this is reminding us that, again, Jesus said, he that has done good to the resurrection of life received good. He that has done evil to the resurrection of life have done evil. And that's why it's so important not to take God's word and hit the in his word and use it in vain glory. That's why it's so important to remember that we will give an account as ministers what we declare. And he says that he will take out of his life a part of the book of life. And that's really important to know when we are ministering God's word, or we are holding God's word, and that we hold the word of truth in righteousness. Now, the thing that I love about what he was declaring to me about him being the offspring and the root of Jesse is that he was born being the descendant of King David. And his genealogy is recorded in the book of Matthew, the first chapter, the first through the sixth verse. Jesus is not just I am, but he is also the rightful heir of the kingdom of God, promised to David in 2 Samuel, the 7th chapter, the 12th and 16th verse. Now, the angel also declared this message and prophesied that Jesus would reign over the kingdom from the throne of his father David. So not only did Jesus come to be Lord and Lord, King of the earth and the kings of this world, but he also fulfilled and restored David's legacy in genealogy. And and honoring his birthright and his legacy. And that's the beautiful things I love about Psalms and David and the lineage of David, because it's where God made his promise, who God made his promise to. God loved David, and he promised him that his seed will be blessed on earth forever. And now that we are born again of the water and the Spirit, we are now, hallelujah, joint heirs with Christ, hallelujah. And we are now the lineage of David as well. So I'm just praising God for his promises, and the promises of God that are yea and amen. This is also recorded in the New Testament of Luke, the first chapter, the 31st through the third verse. And I'm really excited about that, because everything Jesus did was to confirm us that we are rightful heirs to the throne of Christ, and we have a right to the tree of life and to the fountain that's in the midst of paradise and the living waters, and that we have access to that and have rights to that. And as he was saying and extending in this final invitation, whosoever will, let him come, drink freely of the living waters. The invitation is for us to come. So in me pronouncing the benediction for August offering and filling August offering, I also extend the invitation for you to come. He's sending the invitation to for you to come and take your seat, because there's a seat that he prepared for you at the marriage feast of the Lamb. And I'm really excited about that. Now, as I continue to prepare the benediction, one of the things that I was thinking about and rehearsing and couldn't remember of, as I went back to the website and read over my the offering, I was reminded of what this time meant, what the Lord was declaring, which was his joy. This is a time of joy and refreshment and refreshment, a time of wonder. And this was in celebration of our inner child and of children, because oftentimes we can lose our sense of wonder. We can become stained by our trials and tribulations. We can become walton by things that we go through, and even discouraged. So this really was a time of refreshing of our inner man or inner woman, even in our inner child, that speaks to true faith, holy faith, speaks of play, innocent play. I also remember what the Lord gave me and shared with me how important it was in declaring the eighth wonder, this being the eighth month, how important it was for us to remember our testimony, and how he said he will establish a testimony in Jacob, and how he's establishing our testimony as we overcome by faith. Hallelujah. And so the establishment of our testimony is our witness of what, again, we've seen and heard of him, which we declare in the realms, in the spheres of dominion, giving to us, the true bride, according to the power and purpose by ordination and election, which is in the earth realm. And that dominion is the keys. Because he said, whatsoever you bound on earth, we bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth, we loose in heaven. And he that ascended is the same that descended and took the keys of hell and death and gave it to us. And, of course, that's according to the power that also worketh in us. Hallelujah. Now, I want to go quickly to John, the third chapter, the 27th through the 35th verse, because this is what he gave me for the message, for the benediction, the blessing of benediction. Understanding that God sent Jesus in his image and his likeness, and in Jesus willfully coming and dwelling among us and giving his life, the whole purpose was that was to show us the way to heaven, to reveal salvation to us, which is why he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And I bless him for John because, again, John was one of the disciples that saw firsthand the workings of Jesus, the power of Jesus. And what I so love about John, the 27th chapter, is what he was saying to his disciples, because just as Jesus had followers, so did John. And in John the Baptist's final testimony about Jesus, which is confirmation of what in Revelation. So John, the third chapter, 27th and 35th verse, confirms Revelation 22nd chapter. And because, again, it's the final testament. Revelation is the final book. That's why he says, I'm Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning and the end. He that's filthy, let him remain filthy. He that's righteous, let him remain righteous. It's the final. It's the final judgment. It's the final prophecy. It's the final declaration of what we're to expect and what will be revealed. And the book of Revelation is so important to study and know and understand in these times as we're in the Oak Realm and we see things unfold. They give us detailed, vivid illustration of what's happening in the Earth Realm. So I would encourage you to read the book of Revelation. And as you read it, pray. May God open up your understanding and show you and reveal to you what it means for your life. Now, back to what I was saying about John the Baptist and his final testimony about Jesus. The thing that I love about John and me picking up what he was saying, or shall I say his answer to his worried disciples about his role and who he was to bring clarity on who he was. And John made it clear that he was the forerunner. The forerunner. And he had to continue to do that because many of the disciples saw that he was doing the same works Jesus did. And that's what exactly what God, the Lord said, we should do. The works I do, you should do also. And even greater works, because I go to my Father. He will be ascended to his Father. And because of that, those workings, they had it confused, you know, and they were worried whether or not he was taking glory or being in his stead. And that was not so. So I want to pick up from the 27th verse where John, and this is from the Voice translation, makes it clear, starting from the 27th verse, where he says, apart from the gifts that come from heaven, no one can receive anything at all. Apart from the gifts that come from heaven, no one can receive anything at all. I have said it many times, and you have heard me. I am not the anointed one. I am the one who comes before him. So Jesus made that, John made that very clear that many times that he was not the anointed one. He was anointed, appointed, but he was not the anointed one. I am the one who comes before him. He was the one to prepare the way. He was the one to prepare our way before Jesus by declaring the message of repentance. He said, if you are confused, consider this. The groom is the one with the bride. And this is the parable he began to give his disciples. Because just as John had to bring clarity about who he was, oftentimes we do. Because many people will try to cleave to us because of the works that we manifest. And I dare to say, even oftentimes, it's deliberate because many people don't want to deal with God directly. They'd rather deal with his servant, where they can feel they can manipulate or get around them than deal with the real thing. Now, this was not the case with them, but I just wanted to share that because oftentimes when we are anointed and we are in with the stand-in and we're the forerunner, people will try to attach themselves to you for the purpose of the blessing, not the lesson. So that's real important to know. Now, I say, you are confused. If you are confused, consider this. The groom is the one with the bride. The best man takes his place close by and listens for him. The best man takes his place close by and listens for him. When he hears the voice of the groom, he is swept up in the joy of the moment. So he's making it clear that he's there to stand by as the best man to listen for what the groom has to say. And when he hears the voice of the groom, he is swept up in the joy of the moment. He's swept up in the joy of what? The Lord. And that was the whole thing about the Lord gives me joy. And how even Apostle Paul talked about how he takes joy in our victory, and how he took joy in our sufferings and how we stood, how those churches stood and despite the trials and affliction. So he goes on to say he is swept up in the joy of the moment. So hear me, my joy could not be more complete. Verse 30 says, he, the groom, must take center stage. And I, the best man, must step to his side. And so John was making it very clear that being the forerunner, his only part in place was to prepare the way for Jesus so that he could take center stage and that he was to step to his side and allow him to shine. And it's the thing the Lord is saying even about his glory, that my glory I will not give to another. And this is why he said that there will be judgment upon those who use his name, use his word for self-glorification. Whatever platform God has given us, whatever venue God has given us to declare the gospel, it is to speak of him and his glory, not our own. Not our own. And I often speak about and talk about the spirit of competition and jealousy and all that stuff. That's not of God. And the Lord really had been telling me about this. And even in my prayer, in my warfare, people who troll my Facebook posts and my Twitter feed and listen to my messages and see them copying it and trying to one up and all this stuff. It's just crazy because I speak of the Lord based on truly my testimony, my witness, and it has nothing to do with ego or flesh. And so those who are in ministry for name recognition or for the audience, that's an error. I have an audience of one, and that's in Christ Jesus, and because I'm going to be held accountable for everything that I say and I do. Now, going back to what John was saying about allowing him to take center stage because he's the groom and understanding his place being the best man, in verse 31, he says, if someone comes from above, he ranks above all. and all speaks of heavenly things. If someone comes from earth, he speaks of earthly things. The one from heaven is superior. He is over all. He reveals the mysteries seen and realities heard. Again, he that had an ear to hear and eyes to see, let him hear and let him see. The realities heard of heavens above, but no one below is listening. So what he was declaring is that in his coming, he was doing the works of Jesus because it was a heavenly work. It was a kingdom work. And those who are of the earth, those who are carnal and fleshly, hell-bent, he said, and represents the earth and things of the earth, he said, no one below is listening. Those who are bound to the earth, those who are just interested in materialism and name recognition and glory in their flesh. Jesus said, you have the reward already. He said, but those who are listening and accept his witness to these truths have gone on record. Hallelujah. And that's exactly what I'm declaring today, that I am on record, that I am a witness of what he shared with me to declare to you. And those who believe and receive my witness, as John said, receive those truths because they acknowledge the fact that God is true. Hallelujah. That God is true. And that's the most important thing about having, being a true witness and having a true testimony and having fruit and having God confirm you by backing you up with your decrees and declarations and signs and wonders following. So I'm really excited to really pronounce the blessing and the benediction upon you for you receiving my testimony, for you receiving my witness. And not only that, it is my prayer that God would confirm it, confirm my word with you, that your spirit will bear witness with my spirit that I am a child of God, that I am his. And again, that's based on who I'm speaking of, which is Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, he goes on to say in verse 34, the one sent from God speaks the very words of God and abounds with the very spirit as an essence of God. So when we speak, I speak, I'm speaking by the oracles of God, by the mysteries of God. I'm speaking of who Father God is to me as a father. Speaking of Jesus, who he is as my Lord and Savior, according to sonship, and I speak according to the Holy Spirit, who is ascended, who lives in me by way of the Holy Spirit. Verse 25 says, the Father loves the Son and withholds nothing from him. And another translation says, gives unto him immeasurable, innumerable favor. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I tell you, I'm just really excited to release this and bless God for everything that he was saying this month as it relates to getting to know him. Because that's all it really boils down to, getting to know him in the part of our sin and in the fellowship of his suffering and knowing him as the resurrected Savior, being King of Kings and Lord of Lords, being the great I Am, hallelujah, and knowing that he is coming quickly. Mm-hmm. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. So, Jesus is my great receiving reward. Out of all the rewards that I can receive in the earth realm, Jesus is the greatest, hallelujah. And as I often say, I rather God respect me, then reward me. I mean, I want both, claim both, but having his respect is the thing that gives me his favor, hallelujah, that keeps the grace of God upon my life, that opens doors for me, hallelujah, that where he's pleased with me because of my ways. And that's basically because of obedience and simply loving him with all my heart, mind, soul, and spirit, as well as loving my neighbors myself. Because truly when you love yourself, you love God, it will be reflected in how you love your neighbor and other people. So I tell you, I just wanted to come and close out the benediction because I am preparing the Bride of Christ Women's Ministries Agriculture Alignment for UL. September is going to be an awesome month. It's the month of my my birth year, and I'm excited about the things that the Lord is going to have me share in the alignment, as well as September's offerings. I'm working on that as well. So I got two things going on. I'm doing the alignment. It's coming up in a few days, and then I'm working on September's offering. So I tell you, we are now in the paradigm shift. We really are. And the paradigm shift declares and gives us the opportunity to do something new, get a new strategy, find out how God will be moving, get before him and receive his instructions and understand his leading and what he would have you act upon on what he would have you to do. And that will only come by you having a personal relationship with him, because what he tells you to do is different than what he tells someone else to do. I mean, his word is for all of us corporately, but it is given to us individually because of our personal relationship, which is why I love God so much, and that this thing is now personal. Hallelujah. I don't need a taskmaster or someone telling me how to live. His word is my lawgiver. Glory be to God. I'm grown. I'm a grown woman. We grown. So, when you love God, and, loving him is all he requires. So, and that's the thing he knows. He knows those that truly love him. He really does. And so being a master of the word and knowing how to speak the word and declare the word and prophesy, all that is dung if he has released you, if he's turned you over to the will of the devil. And most importantly, if he's turned you over to a reprobate mind and he's cursed your ground and he's ripped the kingdom from you, that's just sad as well, but it's a reality. But I just wanted to just share the benediction and close it out and release it and allow the Lord to seal it and bless it. And I just want to, again, thank you so much for being here with me this month. And I'm going to keep my the prophetic expression going until I complete September's offering. I'm having a little bit of difficulty with the my theme music. I don't know what's going on. I've been trying to get the theme music to come back on because my music is everything when it comes to my expressions, because they really breathe it to life. And I was kind of bummed about that. So hopefully that'll be fixed. And if you haven't had a chance to go to my website, you can do so and check it out at bridesofchrist.org. So with that, I bid you peace, blessings, and much love. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Sunday afternoon, your evening. I really do pray your strength in the Lord. I pray truly, God will give you the desires of your heart, that you would seek him even the more, not just for ourselves, but for our family. Because in this benediction, one of the things that God made clear was that it's all about him and what he came to do. And that was what reached the lost. And John had to make that clear, that he was their support and do his part in what Jesus came to do. He said, I didn't call the righteous, but the sinner to repentance.
those that are whole need no physician, but those that are sick. So our outreach needs to be to the lost and the sick, our families. And we will help be held accountable for not reaching them and being the light we should be to them because of all this other stuff a lot of people have going on with this self-glory and fighting within each other and attacking each other, claiming to be the true bride. And but God's going to make all that clear at the right throne, trust me. He's going to make all that clear. He's going to make it clear now as I go before him and before his courts and summon some people before his throne and pronounce judgment and all that good stuff. Because that's the authority that we have, I have, giving access to his throne and him calling before him to hear my witness and my testimony, which is true, which is true. So, with that, I bid you peace, blessing, much love, and liberty, freedom, and most importantly, joy. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Peace, blessing, and much love. I will see you soon. Take care.